people can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That it, part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history, understand history, understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is gonna look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Do people know that there are people like us out there? Do they know? Because you go around X and you just think nobody's got any idea what's going on. Everybody's learning this all of a sudden. Nobody knew that there was an elite pedophile ring that was operated out of Israel and that Jeffrey Epstein was a part of. Like, nobody knew this stuff. Everybody's just figuring this out. And it's like, where have you been the last 5 years I've been talking about it? We have been ahead of the curve on everything. We still are years ahead of the curve on everything else. The information war is accelerating, so if there was any justice in this world, we'd be multi-billionaires, right? But apparently it doesn't matter if you're right, doesn't matter if you're proven right over and over, doesn't matter if you're taking on the biggest, most powerful forces that the society's ever seen and winning. Our society is set up by the evil forces, and we are constantly at a disadvantage. We're constantly trying to fight against impossible odds, but do it with one hand tied behind our back. And all that we ask is that you support us. All that we ask is that you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get yourself a fantastic product. You don't even have to sacrifice. There's no sacrifice required here. We are going to win. We are continuing to win. We are continuing to set the standard when it comes to this type of coverage. We are continuing to tell the truth in a way and to a degree and at a volume. Nobody else can tell the truth. Nobody else matches us. Nobody else reaches the amount and the quality of people that we reach. We'll continue to do it. But if you support us, if you contribute to this mission, which again, it's not even a sacrifice. We're not even asking you to give us anything. We're literally asking you to buy a great product that's like at a lower price. You can get it at the store. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy to support us. It's like ridiculous, which again is another thing that sets us apart. What we sell you is tangible, is physical. You can actually feel the effects, and the products that we offer are just best-selling products that sell out at your local grocery. Only we have the better quality at lower prices. You're going to get it anyway. So again, thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.